half two of the ball game. Some nice scoring inside. Grace Jones, she's finished the first half of play with 8 points, got those two personal fouls. Libby Jacobson has got three fouls he picked up, so she sat out for a little while in that first half of play. Cecilia has got 4 points in the ball game, and Kaylee Swinton's picked up 5 points in the ball game. Those gals, they're working around now. They're doing a little more screening down low because last night that was a little bit exposed on the defense, that 2-3 defense that the Mischiefs are putting out, is they're able to get that shot. And, of course, another weak spot in that 2-3 zone, especially if you send the two top gals out to put a lot of pressure on, is right at the free throw line. And Cecilia and Kaylee both have been able to take advantage of that and get a couple of nice jumpers in here. McGilton, though, is the one that's the real surprise so far for the Mischiefs. Hayward was the leading scorer last night. She hasn't even got a point yet tonight, along with Guthrie. But McGilton, she's picked up 18 points of their 24. So she's done a nice job inside going to the hoop and drawing fouls and also getting the bucket, as she is 4-for-5 from the free throw line right now. And as I say, has those 18 points in there. So things change up a little bit for the Mischiefs. I want to remind folks there in Haynes that our boys will be playing the Metlakatla boys tonight at 6:30 at the Carl Ward Gymnasium there in Haynes. And you'll definitely want to take that one in, as the Haynes Glacier Bears, they were ahead with just a few seconds of the ball game last night. But the Chiefs were able to get a score out of it and win by one. So you want to take that game in. Remind you also that the Craig girls will be in town next weekend for a series, and that should be a big series, as the Craig girls were the state champions last year. And the Glacier Bears, they want to get them back. So that series will be next weekend. Our boys will be going to Craig. We don't know exactly when they're playing yet and what day is. It'll be during the middle of the week, so you'll have to stay tuned. All right, Glacier Bears on defense. The Mischiefs come out to the top, and they're up across the top. Ballard puts a little pressure on the Mischiefs, go left-hand side. They go across to Guthrie. She kicks the ball back inside to Nelson, but tapped away by the Glacier Bears. Badgley comes up with it, and Libby Jacobson's on the dribble right-hand side. She wants to go to the hoop. Doesn't go. Going to be a foul. Looks like Libby tried to go inside. The foul's going to be called. Box on 2-5. That'll be Katie Smith. That'll be her second personnel. Libby did the right thing. It was a one-on-one game, and she went right to the hoop. Swinton with the ball inside to Jones, over to Jacobson, reverse all the way around to Bauer, back to Swinton along the baseline, jumper about 8, in and out, no, rebound fought for, Jones comes over there, puts it up off the glass, and good. Grace Jones got 10 points, puts more pressure on, 24-21, 3-point lead by the Mischiefs right now, as they've given that big lead away. They go back inside to McGilton. McGilton on the dribble down the center lane, kicks the ball back out to Hayward. Cross the lane, puts up the shot a little bit short, fight for the rebound underneath. And Jacobson, the shortest gal out there, comes away with the ball, and she quickly gets the ball up at the 7-minute mark of the third quarter. Glacier Bears can tie it with a three or get within one on the two-pointer. To go over to Jacobson. Looks inside, can't find anything. Swinton coming across, tapped out of her hands over, and Smith comes away with it. Could have been a bounce pass in there rather than up over the top. I think she'd had a better opportunity. Smith on the dribble, 24-21. Glacier Bears down by three. Comes across, almost tapped away, fight for underneath. As Smith was a little lazy about the basketball, and Cecilia got her hand on it. Going to be alternating possession going to the Glacier Bears. Badgley with the basketball at the half court right here in front of the scorer's bench. Bauer takes it up to the top. Kicks left-hand side to Jacobson. Back to the top again to Bauer. Cutting across the lane with Swinton. Now they go inside, but she's completely surrounded. But she'll kick the ball back out to Jones. Over to Bauer down the lane. Loses the control. Ball stolen away by Guthrie. She's on the dribble. Serena hustles down. Guthrie puts up the shot up and in. So Holly gets her first 2 points of the basketball game as she went right to the hoop on a one-on-one break and was able to score it. Left-hand side to Jacobson. Long three-pointer on the way, a little bit long down to her own. Jones up and in as she had good inside position and was able to get that ball up and in. And that's her 12th point of the ball game here, as she had great position on that one. She got on the inside of Monica Hayward, and Hayward is at 5'8", Jones a bit shorter, of course. But there was no doubt who was going to get that rebound, as Monica did the right thing. She didn't go up over the top. Grace Jones did the right thing. She had her on her back and just, well, was put a little bit of a lay-in up there. So we're still at that three-point margin. Glacier Bears down by three, 26-23. And Mischiefs had to call a quick timeout on that one because they're really not getting into their offense at all now. It's just kind of dribble, shoot, and maybe a little bit of movement by their gals. But I know Coach Shaw is not too happy about it. He could say, get into your offense, and it's just not happening. Glacier Bears still around their coach here. Mischiefs ready to go. Glacier Bears are going to come out with some pressure. They've been successful at that. Maybe this time they can force another turnover. Here we go. Goes inside. Now she steps on the lane, and the Giltons are going to turn the basketball over. It was kind of unfortunate because Cecilia made the steal, would have had an easy lay-in out of it, but the official called it. Glacier Bears have the basketball. They try to go inside off the hands of McGilton and out of bounds. Trying to force it inside. There's two gals right there on that low block. Just need to be a little bit more patient. Libby will bound right-hand side. Looking. Now she gets the ball into Jones. Reverses around to Bauer. Back to Jacobson. Long three-pointer. A little bit too hard. Rebound comes down the hands of Guthrie. She'll get it back into Smith's hands. Smith takes her time. It's kind of gotten out of a little bit. I think if Smith would push it a little quicker, push it down the court, she might have a few more opportunities, but she always waits. Nelson wants the shot. Goes back inside to Guthrie. Checked. But Guthrie comes up with it. Comes back up too hard off the glass. Goes out of bounds and off. No, looks like there may be a foul. We're not quite sure what the official is going to call it. And it is going to be over the back, number 30. That could be on Libby. Yeah, it is. Libby did reach over. I could see it from here, but I thought maybe he was going to call it just tapped out of bounds. McGilton, left-hand side. Messerschmidt will check in at the next opportunity. They go all the way inside. Oh, almost knocked away by Swenton. But nice hustle by Guthrie as she's able to pick it up, keep the dribble alive. Stops. Can't find anybody. Now she kicks all the way across to Nelson. Holds it high overhead. Now does it dribble. Libby's putting a lot of pressure on. Nelson all the way around. Goes back out to Hayward, out to Smith. Top of the key, they'll set their offense. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Smith wants to go down the right hand side of the lane. Not there. Rebound knocked away. Badgley comes up with it. She's on the dribble. Kicks the ball out to Libby. Jacobson, left-hand side, comes down a little bit short. Rebound comes down in the hands of Monica Hayward. Hayward keeps the dribble alive, gets it across the half-court line, and now she'll get it back into Smith's hands. Smith takes and dribbles out the top. Nothing going here. Glacier Bears don't put a lot of pressure on. They come out to Nelson. Nelson goes down the center of the lane. Going to be a foul. Looks like going to be Libby. Libby just needs to move her feet, get over there in front a little bit more. Instead of reaching with the hand, it is going to be on Libby. And they can't afford to have Libby foul out of the ball game. Messerschmidt comes into the game. Libby's going to have to take a seat here. That's Libby's fourth personal foul. 4:40 to go here, third quarter. McGilton with the ball down the center of the lane. Look, still can't find anybody. Now she gets it back in to Melny, who checked in at that last opportunity. Back out to Nelson, who will run the offense at the top. Coming around now. Nelson keeps the dribble alive. Serena Badgley puts a little pressure on. Nelson goes right-hand side to Milne. Milne looks, holds the ball high over it. Now they go inside, but it's tapped away by Bauer. They're doing is they're cutting two girls through, waiting to see which one would be open, but the ball was knocked nicely out of bounds by Bauer that time. McGilton inbound to Guthrie. Guthrie keeps the dribble out at the top. Goes right-hand side to Nelson. Nelson holds the ball. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Not any action movement at all by the Mischiefs. Rebound comes back down to Swenton's hands. They're just kind of waiting around. Nobody's moving at all. Glacier Bears have a chance, 23-26, only down by three. 3 minutes to go, 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Kicks the ball back out to Jones. Jones goes right-hand side to Swenton, stops, wants the shot. Nice defense. They kick the ball inside to Messerschmidt. She kicks it back out to Jones beyond the three-point arc. Jones takes a couple of dribbles, goes back out to Swenton, who wants the baseline. McGilton cuts it off, however. And now over in the kind, there's going to be a 3 second call. Now there's a discussion between the officials here. What it's going to be here. All right, it is going to be the timeout. So now we're going to find out whether they call the timeout before the three-second call or not. We'll see who has the basketball here. And they still haven't sorted it out yet. Anyway, 3:33 to go. Now the officials get together and talk it over, as one was calling that while Coach Elliott was calling a timeout. So 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. Haynes 23, Metlakatla Gals 26. Mischiefs down by three. 3:33 to go here. McGilton, 18 points there. Finally, Guthrie got on the board. She picked up a couple of points. Nelson, Taylor Nelson for the Mischief, she's pinned up with 5 points, and Kaylee Smith picked up three. For the Glacier Bears, there's Grace Jones. She's the leading scorer right now with 12 points, doing nice, hard work inside, making her presence known there. And Bowers picked up 4 points. Kaylee Swinton's picked up 5 points on it. And then 2 points by Destiny as she came off the bench and got a nice little bucket right off the free throw line. That was a nice play they had set up for her. And so the ball is going to go to the Mischiefs on the three-second violation. Okay, ball goes into Milne. Milne's on the dribble. She'll get it up across the half-court line. Badgley puts some pressure on. Smith's back into the ballgame. Milne reverses back around. Now there's going to be a carry. Milne had her beat, too, but she carried the ball. Maybe that's why she had her beat. So Serena Badgley inbound for the Glacier Bears. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears with the basketball down by three. Bauer goes right-hand side to Swinton. Holds the ball high overhead. Kicks it back out to Bauer. Left to reverse. All the way around to Jones, way beyond the three-point arc. They try to go to Messerschmidt, loses the control, but gains it back. Now she goes at the baseline. Ball's kicked around. Messerschmidt comes up with it. Back into the hands of Badgley. Stop. Puts up the shot from about eight. A little short. Rebound fought for. Who comes up with McGilton? McGilton's playing a whale of the ball game today for the Mischiefs. Smith out at the top, left-hand side to Milne, looks inside. Now she goes baseline, holds the ball back high overhead, nothing going, and she'll bring the dribble back out. Milne was waiting for somebody to break across the lane. It just wasn't there. Now they go to McGilton, turnaround shot from about eight, no rebound, fought for, Swinton comes up with it. Desiree will be checking into the ball game here for the Glacier Bears, the next opportunity. Glacier Bears on the dribble. Left-hand side to Serena Badgley, who steps. What, they're going to be a foul on it. As Serena is right on that edge out of bounds line, and fortunately for the Glacier Bears, Holly Guthrie ran over there, kind of out of control, bumped her out of bounds, so there's going to be the foul, and that would be Holly's third personal foul, so she's getting into a bit of foul trouble. Serena will check out of the ball game. So we got Libby Jacobs with four fouls, Grace Jones with three for the Glacier Bears. Over to Jones, who's in the ball game, goes out right-hand side. Kicks the ball back inside. Oh, almost knocked away. Who controls it? Jones comes up with it for the Glacier Bears. Down the center of the lane, but knocked away and out of bounds. Who gets the basketball? Official hasn't indicated yet. Looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. It is. Okay, Swinton will inbound the basketball. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Glacier Bears down by three, 26-23. A lot better game today than last night. Swinton stops. She's surrounded by three gals. Stolen by Jess Milne. She's on the dribble all alone. Hustling down with Bauer, and she's going to be hauled for the foul. Jess likes to dribble with that right hand, but Bauer did the right thing. She pushed her left and had to use that left hand, just not able to control the basketball, but able to draw the foul, however. And that'll be Cecilia's first personal foul. That's going to send Milne to the line. Looks like Autumn Gross will be checking into the ball game as soon as the next opportunity applies. Jess is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Hasn't scored in the ball game. Had 8 points last night. This one's on its way, and it's nothing but net. So she gets that one from the free throw line. Autumn checks into the ball game. Kaylee's going to take a quick break here. 1:51 to go here, the third quarter of play. 27-23, 4-point lead by the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears have clawed their way back into this one. This one's on its way, and it's also good. So she picks up her first 2 points of the afternoon from the free throw line. Cecilia on the dribble, gets it up across the half-court line. Back to that 2-3 zone again by the Mischiefs. They go inside, tapped away, however, and stolen quickly down the court comes Guthrie, but she loses control of the basketball. Luckily for the Glacier Bears, as she would have had a breakaway on it. Now they go inside to Guthrie, stops, and a draw the foul on one of the two. I don't know which one. It'll be Jamie or Grace. I'm not sure yet because they were both there. 2-1, so that'll be Jamie. That'll be your third personnel. Guthrie doesn't do an overhand shot. She likes a little a scoop shot, and that's how she was able to draw that foul. She tried to scoop it up. Coming down the lane and all alone, and now there's another foul as Monica Hayward came down there. There was nobody around, and she just shot too hard, and she's disgusted with herself. Looks like the foul might be on number 30, it looks like. So they've got her down there now. So Gracie Jones picks up a foul. Bounces the ball a couple times. She'll have two shots on its way, and she finally gets her first point. She had 14 points last night. This is her first one from the free throw line. She was 2-for-2 last night. Now make it 3-for-3 so far this weekend. Bounces a couple more times. This one is up and on its way. Off the back of the iron, no rebound, fought for underneath. Jamie comes away with it. Messerschmidt does for the Glacier Bears. Cecilia quick down the court. 1:22 to go here in the third quarter. 6-point lead by the Mischiefs now as they've opened it up again a little bit. Almost made the steal and off the ball goes Jones. Officials don't know what it's going to be. All right, it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball right here in front of me. I'm sitting up on the stage here, so I got a great view of the basketball game. Goes down the right-hand side. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter of play. Goes inside to Autumn. Oh, tapped away. Nice defense by the Mischiefs there as Autumn would have had an easy bucket out of it, but Monica Hayward just cut her fingers on it and was able to tap it away back to Smith. Miss gets up across the half-court line. Keeps on the dribble. Comes down the right-hand side. Keeps the dribble down the center of the lane. She's being pushed out. Stops. Puts up the shot from about six. In and out. No. Rebound comes down to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Nobody stops her. She's going to the hoop. Puts it up and in. Good play that time. But still, she went right to the hoop, and she's got 6-4-point lead. And where's the ball going to go here? The officials on the inbounds. It's still going to be Mischiefs basketball with 30 seconds. Cecilia's creating havoc down there as she's everywhere right now. Looking, looking, looking. Now they get the ball back in. And it's going to be stolen away by the Glacier Bears. Bauer stopped. Wants the shot from the free throw line. Doesn't get it. Now there's going to be a foul. Looks like it's going to be on 2-5. It is. Smith's just having a real struggle tonight. She's just not at the end of the ball game much here. Just not staying focused. Glacier Bears have a chance to cut into that lead, and they get the ball inbound, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Mischief's ball as it went off the hands of Cecilia Bauer and out of bounds on that inbounds pass. They go to Jess Milne. She's on the dribble. Nobody picks her up. She kicks it across all the way to Guthrie. Oh, a little bit short fight for the board. She gets her own rebound back. Now kicks the ball back out to McGilton. Puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Jones comes away with it. Good opportunity. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Hustle down the court is Cecilia. She stops. It'll count if it goes, and it does. Cecilia Bauer shoots it from just inside the half-court line, and it goes in. 29-28. Cecilia cuts that lead to the only 1 point by the Mischiefs right now. So we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 28 and the Metlakatla Mischiefs 29. I'll turn it back to KHNS Studios. Be back in 1 minute. And and welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. We're in Metlakatla. We've got an afternoon game going here. The Metlakatla Mischiefs 29, the Haines Glacier Bears 28. Remind folks that the boys will be playing there at home tonight at 6:30. You want to take that game in. Also, our girls will be playing Craig next weekend, so you'll want to come down to the Carl Ward Gymnasium and watch a couple of great basketball games here between the Craig Panthers and the Haines Glacier Bears next weekend. Smith gets the ball for the Mischiefs at the quarter break. 8 minutes to go of basketball. Metlakatla leads by one. All alone is Hayward underneath. It goes right through her hands back to McGilton. Nobody picked her up there. She had an easy bucket, but not able to control it. Jones six into the ballgame. We get a chance here. Okay, Jacobson with the dribble out at the top. Autumn still in the ballgame. And Desiree in the ballgame. Jamie's in the basketball game. And Libby Jacobson in the ballgame. Kicks it back out at the top. Kicks the ball over to Hayward. Long down court pass to Melanie. She wanted to keep the dribble. Stops. Puts up the shot. No, it doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. Rebound comes up with it is Libby Jacobson. Glacier Bears only have four players in the ballgame right now as they Gracie Jones just didn't get out there in time. Rebound fought for underneath. Ball comes out to the top. Autumn comes up with it. And through the hands of Libby Jacobson out of bounds. And now Grace Jones can get into the basketball game. Glacier Bears only had four players on the court right now, and now they finally got their fifth player in the game, and Metlakatla Mischiefs weren't able to take advantage of it, however, though. And looking down the court all the way alone is Hayward. Nobody picked her up, hustled all the way down, misses the shot, however. Rebound comes up, misses the shot again. Hayward comes up with it, stops. She wants the hoop and puts up the shot, but they're going to draw the foul. Mischiefs cannot get anything to go right now. They've had opportunities galore and just not able to get it. And the foul is going to be on Grace Jones. That'll be her fourth personal foul. And that'll send Monica Hayward to the free throw line. They just are not able to take advantage. Glacier Bears down by one. Monica Hayward is there. Looks like Swenton will be checking into the ball game here at the next opportunity here. This is two-shot foul, so she'll get into the ball game all right. Shot's on its way. Good. So Monica Hayward picks up another one from the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game. And Autumn Gross will come out real quick here. Swenton checks in for the Glacier Bears. Hayward at the free throw line. 2 points so far tonight. 6:58 to go in the basketball game. 30 points for the Mischiefs. 28 for the Glacier Bears. Shot is up on its way. Nothing but net. Picks up another one. She gets her 3 points from the free throw line. Serena Basley will check in at the next opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Libby Jacobson out the top. Goes left-hand side, now right. Comes back, kicks it back to left to Jones. All the way down the lane is Jacobson. Can't go anywhere. Stolen away, however. Kicks the ball back out to Milne, who's all alone. Let's see if she can get the lay-in, and does. Jess Milne got the breakaway lay-in on it, and she picks up four. Extends that lead to five now for the Mischiefs. 6:30 to go in the basketball game. Jacobson out at the top. Goes left-hand side to Jones. Looks inside. Swenton comes across, but it's knocked away. It wasn't there. Smith on the dribble. Nobody's there. Hustling down. Smith all by herself. Misses the lay-in, however. She lost her concentration on it and missed it. Nobody was there. Lucky break for the Glacier Bears. Coming back down. Jacobs looks inside. Can't find anybody. She'll go out to Jones way beyond the three-point arc. Stops, looks inside, calls out the play. Desiree over on the left-hand side. Alley-oops inside, goes off of the hands of Jamie Meadersmith, but touches one of the Mischiefs and goes out of bounds. Who's coming to the ballgame? Badgley will come in, and Jones has to take that seat with that fourth-person foul. They just can't wait any longer. Coach Shaw is not too happy with his two gals, Hayward and Smith. They're just not into the ballgame this morning. And so he replaced both of them. Looks like Cecilia Bauer will be checking into the ball game next chance. Swenton at the top, over to the side to Jacobson. 5:55 to go, almost knocked away by Jacobson. She's trapped in the corner. Now there's going to be a foul. See what it's going to be here as they had Libby trapped over on the side here. And they're coming across. Sounds like they're calling an offensive foul. Number three, and that'd be Libby. We'll see what it's going to be. I think it is. He had her trapped in the corner. Libby was just trying to make some space. And that is foul number five on Libby. They're finally get it sorted out here. I guess it is. All right, they got 30 seconds to sort it out. That is Libby's fifth personal foul, so she will be coming out of the basketball game at the 5:50 mark. You've got 30 seconds to replace the player that fouls out of the ball game. So Coach Brian Ellie and Christine are both around there talking to the gals here. Now they're trying to sort it out here, what they want them to do in this last 5 minutes and 50 seconds. Glacier Bears headed down to one a couple of times, just weren't quite able to capitalize. 33-28. On the other side of the coin, though, the Mischiefs haven't been really playing inspired basketball right now either. Guthrie McGilton is the only one that's really got going for the Mischiefs. Hayward and Smith, who were both good scorers last night, along with Milne, they just haven't really stepped up today. All right, it's going to be Mischiefs basketball on the Glacier Bear end of the court. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears right now. Looking, they get the ball back inside to Nelson. Nelson keeps the dribble on the line. She goes all the way to the baseline, and now there's going to be a foul. Let's see what it's going to be on number four. Foul's going to be on Serena Badgley. That'll be her second. Nelson just kept pushing down that right-hand side and just not able to collect it. It's going to be a one-and-one opportunity here as that put them over the count, so it's going to send the Mischiefs to the free-throw line now. And it'll be Nelson at the free throw line. She has 5 points in the ball game this afternoon. Had two yesterday. Didn't get to the free throw line at all, so this will be her first opportunity. 33-28. 1-1 opportunity for Taylor Nelson. 5 points so far today. Bounces it a couple of times. Looks at the hoop. On its way, and nothing but net. So she gets the first one to drop, and she picks up her 6 point. 34-28. Mischiefs have opened up a bit of a lead again here now at the 5:45 mark of the fourth quarter. On its way, rolls around off the side. Rebound comes down into the hands of Swinton. Then she gets the ball back into Bauer's hand. She'll bring it across. Glacier Bears set up in their offense now. Looks inside. Bauer comes right-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Goes down the right-hand corner over to the wing. Nothing going, however. Reverses it back down to Jones. Takes one dribble, gives it up. Over to Desiree. Desiree looks inside, being guarded by Gray, but she gets the ball back out. Comes left-hand side to Cecilia, back over to Grace Jones. Grace goes right-hand side back to Desiree. Comes out looking for Swinton down there on that low box. Stops, puts up the jumper about in. Good. Haley Swinton gets her 7 point as she got it off the block. Nice move down there as she made a left and then back to the right and up and in. To go across, Melanie through her hands and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. 34-30, 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears right in the mix of things. All right, looks like we've got Smith and Hayward coming back into the game and Jamie Messersmith for the Glacier Bears. So they're switching out guards right now. See if they can get a little bit of a spark here. Jamie, she works hard on that block. Coach was talking to her about taking the pass and then looking opposite, see if she can find somebody to get an easy bucket out of it. All right, Jamie sets up on the low block. Now she comes up to set the screen, but they elect to go left-hand side to Jones. Back to Bauer at the top. Reverses back around, back to Jones. Stops, tries to go back inside. Nothing going, however. They go to Badgley at the baseline, back out to Jones, left wing. 4:30 to go here in the basketball game. Goes to Badgley. Stops, puts up the shot about six. Good. Serena Badgley gets a little jumper from the baseline and gets it to go. 34-32. Coming back down the court. Smith comes across. Badgley puts a little bit of pressure on out at the top. They'll go right-hand side down the center of the lane. Serena puts some pressure on. They kick the ball back out to Great. Back to Smith. Shots on its way. Nothing but net as Kaylee Smith gets her 5th point of the basketball game. She squared up. Nobody came out to get her. She put up a little shot from about 15 feet out. Out to the top. Bauer goes right-hand side to Swinton. Holds it high overhead. Can't find anybody. Reverse it all the way back around. Comes across. 4 minutes to go in the basketball. Swinton with the baseline jumper from about six. Over the top. McGilton comes away with the rebound and goes back in the hands of Smith. Little jumper from the baseline there, but it was a little bit long. McGilton comes away with the board, and now the Mischiefs have the basketball, and the clock's on their side. Smith out at the top on the dribble. Comes left-hand side. Looks. Spins around. Nothing there. Ball's on the floor. Comes it out to Badgley. She's all the way down for the lay-in. Let's see if she can get it. She loses control of it. Back to Messerschmidt. Up and in. Jamie Messerschmidt was in the right spot, and that's her first 2 points. 36-34. And so the Mischiefs are wanting to take a timeout of it. they're getting really sloppy down on this end down here. And so anyhow, the Glacier Bears are out-hustling the Mischiefs right now, both ends of the court, defensively and on the offense end. So Glacier Bears got themselves right back in here at the 3:20 mark of the fourth quarter. 36-34 is the score. Two-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. Well, Hayward came off the bench finally. I mean, she hasn't had a good game at all there. She had those 14 points last night, but she's only gotten 3 points. As yet to score a field goal at all. Guthrie picked up 2 points. Nelson's got 6 points. McGilton has yet to score in this second half of play, but she's the leading scorer for the Mischiefs at 18 points. And Smith kind of come alive here in the last 30 or 40 seconds, and she's got 5 points, followed by Milne with 4 points. Glacier Bears, 12 points by Jones, who hasn't scored yet in this second half. Bauer's got 9, and Swinton has 7. Long in, Powell's almost stolen away. Now there's going to be a tie-up. Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball. Mischiefs turn the ball over on that one. Glacier Bears get the basketball back, and now they have a chance to tie the ball game or even take the lead on a three. Badgley will get the ball back into the hands of Bauer. Bauer will bring it across. 3:15 to go in the basketball game. Jones looks, finds Badgley on the left-hand wing. Takes a couple dribbles, nothing going, however. They come back out to Bauer. Bauer comes right-hand side, back left again to Jones, over to Badgley, goes off of her, almost goes out of bounds, but she's able to gain control of it. And now there's going to be a 3-second call on Jamie Messersmith. All right, ball goes back into the hands of the Chiefs. Mischiefs looking to get the ball back into Hayward. Hayward comes down the left-hand side. She's gone all the way down. Nice hustle by Bauer. She cuts off the lane. They come back out to McGilton at the top of the key. She'll handle the basketball to start with. Back to Smith. Smith goes out the top. 2:45 to go in the basketball game. Mischiefs not going to any kind of offense at all. They're coming back out and taking some dribbles. McGilton goes down the lane, stops, goes over to Guthrie, and now there's going to be a foul on it. 4-0, Swinton. So Kaylee's going to pick up her second one as Guthrie made a move, and Swinton just wasn't able to get in front of her, and it's going to be whistled, and that's going to send Holly Guthrie to the free throw line. She has missed one so far from there so far tonight. It has 2 points in the basketball game. 36-34, 1-1 opportunity. Glacier Bears will put them in the double bonus on the next foul here. So Holly Guthrie at the free throw line on the way off the front of the iron. No rebound fought for underneath. And looks like maybe Glacier Bears come up with it as Kaylee does. And Holly misses one from the free throw line. Comes back out to Bauer. 34-36, 2:25 to go in the basketball game now. They come out to the top, almost made the steal, but Bauer was able to keep control of it. They go back to Jones, left-hand wing. Back to Bauer at the top. And now it's like Coach Elliott wants a quick timeout here again to talk it over again with 30-second timeout with 2:15 to go in the basketball game. He wants to set up a play because basically what's happening is the Mischiefs right now are not moving on defense. And there is that big, giant opening right in the middle. So if the two gals at the top of the 2-3 zone come out, which they have been doing all the way out to pick up Cecilia, he's going to want somebody to come to that free throw line and just turn around and get the easy jumper. If they don't, they can turn around with the basketball and look deep right or left and find either Kaylee coming across or, well, it could be Grace Jones, too, coming down low and see if they can get the basketball to him. We'll see if they can take advantage of it. On the other hand, the Mischiefs, they're back out on the court real quick with a 2-point lead. Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball here. Anybody's basketball game right now. Glacier Bears 34, Mischiefs 36. Swinton will be at, gets it on the right-hand side, gets the ball back into Jamie Messersmith. Back out to Bauer, looks, goes left-hand side to Swinton, stops, going to be a foul on it. Let's see where the foul's going to be here. Foul's going to be on 21. Jamie Messersmith coming out, setting a hard screen. Officials right there. I mean, well, that one was real obvious. I could see that one. Jamie wanted that screen, and she got it. Ball comes in, goes out to Hayward. She holds the ball, however, back over to McGilton. McGilton will get it up across the half-court line. 2 minutes to go in the basketball game. McGilton keeps the dribble alive. Now they spread it way out. Glacier Bears still in that man-to-man defense. Stops. Can't find anybody. They kick the ball back inside to Smith. She kicks it back out. She's going to be called for the travel. As they went inside on a It was kind of a pretty poor pass. I don't think Smith was really ready for it. Kaylee just got the ball and took an extra couple steps. Glacier Bears have a chance. 36-34, 1:56 to go in the basketball game. They have the basketball now. Cecilia comes down, takes the dribble, goes right, comes back left, keeps the dribble alive, goes left-hand side to Jones. Jones looks inside, can't find anybody. They'll bring it back out. They switch the defense across. They try to go inside, as I mentioned, but it was knocked away nicely by Hayward. And now Guthrie's got the dribble, comes all the way down, puts up the shot, doesn't go, rebound fought for underneath. Who comes up with the basketball? Glacier Bears, Smither Smith all alone down here with Kaylee, but nobody found her. Now they go across, forces up the shot. Rebound comes down to Gray. She's deep in the corner. She kicks the ball back out to Guthrie. Guthrie holds it up. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the basketball game. 36-34. Comes back out to Smith. Smith at the top. Glacier Bears need to come out, put a little bit of pressure on. 1 minute to go. Now they're going to foul. And that puts him in the double bonus. So it looks like Cecilia came out quick, put on the foul. And the Mischiefs are content just to sit way back. I mean, we're talking about at the half-court line here now. So if the Glacier Bears can make a steal, they only have to go to half the basket to her ball court to get the lay-in out of it. That's going to send Smith to the free throw line. She is 1-for-2, has 5 points in the ball game. Double bonus situation now for the Mischiefs all the way. Shots on its way off the side. No. So it's paid off so far for the Glacier Bears on the foul. One more shot here as Smith is there. Bounces it a couple of times. She is 2-for-3 from the free throw line this afternoon. This one's on its way off the side of the iron. No rebound fought for. Goes out of bounds. Who gets the basketball? It looks like it's going to be Mischief basketball underneath as Kaylee just wasn't able to get a hand on it, and McGilton will inbound it. 1 minute, 6 seconds. Slaps the ball looking, get the ball back in to Guthrie. She's on the dribble out at the top. Still can't find it. She reverses it back. Swenton is all over, though. They kick the ball back around. They go across all the way to McGilton. McGilton's on the dribble at the top. 55 seconds to go. They alley-oop inside. Stolen away by Jones. Jones on the dribble now. Glacier Bears can tie it up or take a lead. Jones goes down to the hoop. Stops. Can't find anybody. Draws the foul. Let's see if it's going to be on the floor or on the shot. The foul's on 1-3. That'll be Monica Hayward. That's her third personal foul. And it's going to be on the floor, so Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball under their basket. Left-hand side, Badgley looking, gets the ball back inside to Bauer. Drives down the lane, puts up the shot. Partially checked, going to be tied up. Glacier Bear alternating possession. Ball's going to go to the Mischiefs on it. It's Gray and Bauer. We're going after. Now the the Mischiefs are going to call a quick timeout on it to see what happens here. 39 seconds to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears elected the foul last time. Send somebody to the free throw line. We'll see what they do this time as they may put the pressure on. The Mischiefs have to go full length of the court. So the pressure has worked for the Glacier Bears and forcing some turnovers here as the Glacier Bears make it very difficult for the Mischiefs to get the basketball in the last three times that they've tried, so they may try for a quick steal. Then if they don't get that, they can go for the foul. But 36-34 is the score here. 39.4 seconds to go in the basketball game. Mischiefs have the basketball under the Glacier Bear basket, so they got to go full length of the court. Let's see what it's going to be here. And McGilton will inbound the basketball. We've got Guthrie down low. Smith is down low. All the Mischiefs are down here inside the free throw line. There's McGilton looking. Still can't get in. Now she gets it back in, and now there's going to be a whistle. Going to be a hold on 32. That's going to be Cecilia Bauer. And it's going to be two shots. The foul's going to be on Cecilia. That was away from the ball. I didn't see what happened on it. Cecilia's guarding Kaylee Smith, the ball handler for the Mischiefs, and I think she must have been holding it, but it was away from the ball, and actually the ball had already been inbounded. And it would have been an easy, inbounds for the Mischiefs on that one, but the foul was called. Now the officials are trying to discuss it here to see exactly what's going to happen. It shows 10 fouls, so it should be in the double bonus situation here. So they're discussing where it's at as far as the alternating possession rule goes here. 38.9 seconds. Score Metlakatla Mischiefs 36, Haynes Glacier Bears basketballs 34. So there's a discussion, like I say right now, about who the alternating possession is going to be. So now we'll see where it goes here. They're making a decision. But anyway, needless to say, what we've got is Smith is at the free throw line. She'll have two opportunities. She is 3 for 4, and she's only got one of the four to go here. Kaylee has 5 points in the basketball game, but been at the free throw line. So maybe Coach Elliott maybe be electing to go with Smith, being a freshman, maybe a little extra pressure on her. Hayward and Guthrie and McGilton are all veteran ball players, and so maybe they're electing to go with Smith and Gray, a freshman and a sophomore, to try to send them to the free throw line more often. So we'll see if it pays off for the Glacier Bears. All right, Smith is back at the line now. Officials got it sorted out. Two shots for her now is in the double bonus situation. 38.9 seconds to go in the basketball game. Smith is at the free throw line, 5 points in the ball game so far. This one's on its way off the back of the iron. No, she still hasn't been able to get one to go. She made her very first one, and that gave her first point. But after that, she is 0 for 4 from the free throw line. She'll bounce it again in a couple more times. And this one's up on its way, rolls around, and this one went all the way around and finally dropped in. So she gets a 3-point lead. She's got 6 points. Bauer gets it across the half-court line. She'll bring it up. Glacier Bears trail by three, 37-34, 31 seconds to go in the basketball game. They go to Badgley, right-hand side. Gives it back out to Jones at the top of the key, back to Bauer. She's at the top, and now Coach Elliott wants his last time out here with 21.4 seconds to go. You're kind of caught in a hard spot there. You don't really want the Gals to take that three-point shot, but the clock is also running, and it went down to 21 seconds, so he had to call something out to get a quick bucket out of it and then foul, or I guess if you go back to the three-point shooting, but pretty tough for the Glacier Bears in this situation. So I'm electing to go with the fact that Brian may go for a quick basket here and then foul and see if he can get it to 1 point where it'd be a little easier to get a hoop out of it. But you never quite know what's going to happen with 21.4 seconds to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears needing the basket here for sure, and they have the basketball, so we'll see how it comes out. Don't forget, next weekend the Craig girls will be home. You'll want to check that ball game out. And the Metlakatla boys are playing tonight and Haynes at the Carl Ward Gymnasium. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Bauer out at the top. Stops. Goes to the right-hand side to Swinton. Back to Bauer. 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Back to Jones. Over to Swinton. Three-pointer on the way. A little bit short. Rebound comes back down the hands of Smith. 8 seconds to go, and now there's going to be a foul. 7 seconds to go in the basketball game. And Grace Jones hustles over and picks up the foul. It's probably going to be her fifth. So they elected to try to go with the three-point shot off the baseline. Kaylee's got a good shot off of that side, and she did have a little bit of defense in her face, but it wasn't that much. She got a nice shot on it, though, as she was able to square up and get the little shot, but hustling over there is Hayward, and Hayward's at 5'8", and so she got a hand up, so Kaylee had to adjust right at the last second. And actually, it could even have been Hayward might have gotten a finger on that ball, but because it came up short by about 4 or 5 feet. And so the ball came down. Nice hustle by Smith as she came all the way off the high point, way beyond the three-point. She hustled right over there and got a hold of the basketball because she knew as soon as I get a hold of the basketball, they're going to foul me. And that's exactly what happened. Grace Jones hustled over, and unfortunately, that will be Grace's fifth personal foul, so she'll be out of the basketball game. 7 seconds to go. Metlakatla 37, Haynes 34, and Kaylee Smith at the free throw line for two shots. And she could pretty much ice it away if she makes any one of the two. I mean, right now with a three-point lead, there's a chance that the Glacier Bears, could get the rebound off of two misses and then put up a quick three-pointer and tie the ball game up. So a lot of pressure on Kaylee Smith here. Well, our gals will be jumping on the ferry here at 2 o'clock. Mat time here to head over to Ketchikan so we can catch the ferry back and get back on Monday. So that's why we're playing this early morning afternoon game here, because the way the ferry's worked out, that's just the way it is. All right, Smith at the free throw line for the Mischiefs. struggling a bit. She finally got her second point from the free throw line. She is 2 for 6 from there, has 6 points in the basketball game. She'll bounce it a couple of times here. 7 seconds to go. 37-34 and make it 38-34 as she gets that first one to drop, and that's her 7th point of the basketball game. So Kaylee gets the one to go. Now the Mischiefs drop everybody back. They're not going to put any pressure on, take any chances. So no one's even close. They've all dropped back. Kaylee's all by herself down here on the mid end of the floor. Second shot, and this one's also good. Goes over the front of the rim, and that's 8 points in the ball game. Glacier Bears hustle about 4 seconds. Over to Cecilia. Over to Swinton. Back to Bauer. Stops, throws the ball up, and we're going to finish this basketball game. You could hear the buzzer in the background. The Haynes Glacier Bears finish with 34 points, and the Metlakatla Mischiefs finish up with 39 points. And I'll run down the stats real quick here before I turn it back to the studios here. For the Metlakatla Mischiefs, scoring like this, Monica Hayward picked up 3 points, all those coming from the free throw line, did not score from the field. She had 14 last night. For the Mischiefs, 2 points by Holly Guthrie. She had 2 opportunities from line, didn't get those to go. Taylor Nelson finished the ball game with 6 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Teresa McGilton had 18 points, all those coming in the first half of play, and then she didn't get a basket after that, and she was 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Kaylee Smith finished the ball game with 8 points, and making those free throws right towards the end, she got 4 for 8 from the free throw line. And she finally made them when they really counted, putting that lead back up out of the reach of the Glacier Bears. Faith Gray didn't score in the basketball game. Jess Milne came off the bench for the Mischiefs, and she finished with 4 points. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. For the Haynes Glacier Bear gals, Jamie Messersmith finished with 2 points. She got that nice little bucket early on and then just not able to capitalize. Libby Jacobson did not score tonight as they upped the pressure on her a little bit and didn't allow her to shoot any of those threes. Every time she was near that three-point arc, there was somebody in her face, so Libby did not score. Grace Jones picked it up, however, and got 12 points, those coming in the first half of play. She was 2 for 4. Grace finishing the ball game with 12 points. Did foul out, as long as Libby Jacobson also fouled out of the ball game. Cecilia Bauer finished the basketball game with 9 points. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And Kaylee Swinton came a little bit of alive tonight. She got some nice little jumpers from the baseline. She finished the ball game with 8 points. She was 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Serena Badgley got a nice little jumper from the base low line late in that first quarter there as she drove that thing, and she finished the ball game with 2 points. Coming off the bench was Essie Court. She picked up 2 points coming off the bench. Did a nice job. Adam Gross got into the basketball game. Got some nice rebounds for the Glacier Bears, but just not able to capitalize on it and get some scoring down low. But anyhow, we finished the basketball game up here with the Haynes Glacier Bears going down to defeat 34-39, losing 2 games here in Metlakatla. And these are conference games, so now we got to wait around. Craig girls come to town next weekend for a big matchup there. Craig being the state champions coming to town, but they've lost a player or two, so I think the Glacier Bears are going to give them a good fight. Don't forget tonight, the boys play at 6:30 at the Carl Ward Gymnasium there in Haynes, so you'll want to take that one in. Well, I enjoyed you bringing the basketball games here from Metlakatla, and we'll see you next weekend in Haynes. Good night, folks.
Thanks so much, Lyle.